Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Asma Khalid. We'll begin today with the latest on the nurses' strike at Tufts Medical Center, where more than 1,200 nurses walked out this morning. It's the first Boston nurses' strike in more than three decades. The strike follows more than a year of stalled contract talks, which broke down late last night. The nurses and their supporters are rallying outside the hospital. Here's Dorchester State Rep Dan Cullinane.
I will never apologize for standing up for labor. I will never apologize for standing up for working families.
Joining us now in the studio with an update on the strike is WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger. Hi, Martha.
Asma, how are you?
I'm doing all right. So Martha, you were over there at the strike earlier today, and you got a sense of what's been happening. Could you explain this to me? I mean, how many folks are we talking about, and does this mean that they're essentially not on the job?
Right. So the people who walked out of the overnight shift at 7 a.m. were the last union members to work in the hospital for the day. There are maybe, I don't know exactly, 10 or 15 people who crossed the line, so union members who are on staff.
Okay.
But the union called a one-day strike. The hospital says the strike will last 5 days because that's the terms of the contract signed to bring in the replacement workers. So there's going to be a little bit of a dispute about that tomorrow morning when the union nurses attempt to go back to work. But the scene out there is hundreds of people walking the sidewalks with picket signs. They've been joined by many union members from the iron workers, SEIU, teachers. The firefighters are driving by and beeping their truck horns. It's quite a scene.
And so, Martha, just so I understand this correctly, you're saying 7 a.m., the nurses who were on duty walked out at that point.
Yes.
Presumably then there were another set of nurses who were scheduled to come in?
That's correct. Their jobs are being done by this team of replacement workers who've come from all over the country.
Oh, from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I guess that's what you have to do when there's a sort of a nursing shortage.
Many of these are very specialized jobs.
They have to
look far afield to find women and men who are specialized in
the
neonatal intensive care unit, for example.
Oh, wow. So, Martha, I understand that the contract negotiations broke down, but can you give us the specifics on what are the key sticking points for some of the nurses?
I can give you some specifics, Asma, but it's sort of interesting because there's even a disagreement about what's in dispute.
I see.
So why don't we hear from the nurses' side first? And this is Barbara Tiller. She's a 27-year veteran of Tufts. She's co-chair of the bargaining unit.
We have three sticking points, and all of those need to be dealt with. It's not a shell game where you can give us one thing and blow off the other two. Staffing resources is vital for what we're doing, and we're done with not having those resources when we're trying to take care of patients here. The other two are to help hire and retain nurses that can go anywhere in the city and earn more money and get better benefits.
So you'll hear there, Asma, that the nurses say it's staffing, wages, and she didn't exactly mention pension, but that is another issue. And that's what the hospital says is the main issue. So
the pensions.
Yeah.
I see.
The chief nursing officer at the hospital, Terry Hudson Jenks, says that they tried to make some concessions in that regard, delaying some pension changes for about 18 months yesterday in the last minute, leading up to the strike deadline. But that didn't go very well.
It's shocking to me that the M&A didn't even look at our proposal before walking out on us. Very disappointing. The M&A talks about the situation being a staffing issue. It's not a staffing issue. It's a pension issue. It's a money issue.
So there's the summary. The hospital says it's a money issue.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses, if you ask them to summarize, I think would say it's a staffing issue.
And the truth may be somewhere maybe in the middle or a combination of both?
It's possibly perception, I think there's real disagreement.
Do we have a sense when we're talking about pensions, what the real dollar amount difference is that's in dispute?
Well, it depends, because a certain group of the nurses are still in a fixed pension system where they would get a set amount upon retirement. And most of the nurses have been moved into what's considered a defined contribution system.
I see.
And that's where, you know, like, I think like you and I, us both, we get some money from our employer and we invest it in a 401k or a 401(3b), something like that.
Got it.
And so it varies depending on which group of nurses you're talking about. But for both, they feel like the what the hospital's offering is not generous enough.
It's not sufficient. Yeah. Okay. So, Martha, what can we expect to happen from here in terms of further negotiations?
Nothing is scheduled.
Oh, okay.
There is, as you've probably gotten a sense, there's a lot of tension between the two sides. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is urging both sides to get back at it.
I've been kept up to date by both sides, but I have not been asked to take a formal role. And, you know, I can't force my way into it, but I certainly would love to see this resolved. It certainly doesn't do any good for anybody in the city to having a strike for the first time in 30 years.
So Walsh is, you know, in some strikes, he has taken an even more active role. We'll wait and see whether he does and whether the sides can find a way to get out of the sort of fervor of the moment and sit down again.
Martha, how long is this really sustainable, the strike, in terms of care, providing proper care at the hospital?
Well, they haven't contracted with these temporary nurses indefinitely. So the expectation...
5 days, you said.
Yes, the expectation is that the union nurses will return on Monday morning. And the hospital has said, you know, we'll welcome them back. We respect the decision that anyone made during this situation. But it feels like it would be a very... It's going to be very tense in there on Monday, to imagine everyone starting to work together again.
So do you have a sense of how long this might last?
Well, I know I can tell you that the nurses and the hospital expect everything to go back to sort of normal on Monday. But if you're asking how long it'll be before they actually have a deal, I think that's very hard to predict at this point.
All right. Well, thanks so much. That's Martha Biebinger, WBUR health reporter. Thanks again.
Thank you, Asma.